As commented on by other speakers on this program, the use of anthracyclines in the adjuvant setting is being reconsidered in patients with both HER2-negative and HER2-positive tumors, and one non-anthracycline regimen that is increasingly being utilized is docetaxel cyclophosphamide, so-called TC. I met with Dr. Ruth O'Regan for her take on this issue and also to learn about her research in neoadjuvant therapy. Dr. O'Regan began our conversation by commenting on the U.S. Oncology trial evaluating TC.
It's a really interesting study. The problem is it is somewhat small for an adjuvant study, but it had node positive and node negative tumors on it, which certainly was very useful. I think the data shows that the disease-free survival is better with the TC and the overall survival, although not significant, but at least was numerically better than with the TC. And obviously it has a different side effect profile. When I've given TC in my practice, I find docetaxel is hard to give, certainly at the 100 milligram per meter squared dose, but this regimen actually is relatively easy to give. So it does
beg...
That's right. So it does beg the question of whether you need AC or not. But on the other hand, most patients do very well with AC, and it is kind of the tried and tested chemotherapy regimen.
It's interesting because initially when Steve presented this at San Antonio, I heard a number of people question that the trial showed that TC was more tolerable than AC. But on the other hand, I don't think that many people had used TC. And now that I hear people have used it, it sounds like a lot of people agree. And again, I guess it's because the part of it is because the docetaxel dose is lower.
Right. And, they don't get any nausea really with it as well, which is quite nice. And then I think we also have the whole issue of the Herceptin adriamycin-based regimen, which is another whole issue
right.
as well.